Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. For joining me today, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we don't care if you're listening over the internet, over the radio, subspace frequency, on your way back to the mothership. It's either way, we're happy you're here, and thanks for joining us. Don Cooper is with us. He's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is America's networking guru, and he works with people all over the country and halfway around the world on improving their networking, their sales and marketing, and how they reach out to their customers. Don, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back on the show.
Well, good to be back.
Don, I can see that. I can see how it would be good to be back with me. The direct mail issue these days,
yeah,
is a dicey one. We've gone from where nobody wanted to do direct mail because of the anthrax issue.
Right,
and so now we've switched back around to where direct mail is actually becoming probably a little more effective because of all the spam on email.
Precisely.
So is direct mail really making a comeback?
It is. As business people, we need to get a hold of prospects and customers, and email was a great tool for a while, but it has become almost worthless now, except for communicating with either existing customers or prospects that you have specifically gotten permission to market to.
Opt in. And even then, Don, if you don't have the right technology and the right setup, even then you're going to get filtered. If the old ways of doing email marketing where you blind copied people, I did it for years, that doesn't work anymore.
No, it doesn't. So that's kind of a frustrating situation for people.
Even if your people are opt-in, like all mine are, nobody gets anything from me unless they ask for permission. I know that you're the same way, Don. But if they got to say, I want to be on your list, we put them on our list. But even then, Don, you still have to navigate the spam-killing gauntlet, which is sometimes indiscriminate, isn't it?
Yep, you're correct. And so between that and then the national do not call list, which limits telephone marketing, it cuts out a lot of the ways you can reach people directly. And so mail is one of the few things left. And direct mail is a tried and true practice, and it can work very well if you do it correctly.
Now, what's the difference between direct mail and junk mail? Is that in the eye of the beholder?
It really is, Jim. One person's direct mail can be somebody else's junk. And the key is, does this piece of mail interest me? Or do I look at it as a waste of my time? For example, let's say, Jim, that you were into antique cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got a catalog in the mail or antique car parts, you'd find that of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I got that in the mail, I would go right into the trash because it doesn't interest me at all. Well, it could be reversed for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So the key with direct mail is the more you can limit it to people you already know are interested in the kind of product or service that you sell, the more likely you are to get positive responses.
So you're saying focus, not shotgun.
Yeah, exactly.
Now when people hear you say that, they might think, well, wait a minute. Direct mail goes out to a lot of people. It's mass mailed. How in the world can I focus on those people, on the right people through the mail?
Well, the first step is to figure out who your focus should be. And that's a step that too many businesses don't even bother with. It's just use a shotgun approach for everything and see what happens. And that's why most direct mail response rates are less than 1%. And if you want to go that way, that's fine. It's just a really expensive way to do business. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot more sense to figure out who your best customer is, figure out what their profile is, and then target those people specifically.
One of the things, Don, that I'd like to come back to for just a second is this percentage. Even though we've talked about it on the show before, some of you may not know that if you send out 1,000 direct mail pieces, 10 responses out of that 1,000 is a nice little base hit kind of a response. That and any more than that is just serendipity. I mean, a 4% response is like a grand slam winning the World Series in the direct marketing world, isn't it?
Exactly. Because the average direct marketer is using a shotgun approach, so most of their mail is going to people that aren't interested at all in what the offer is.
Which means that you spend a whole lot of money to contact 1,000 people to get only 10 to respond.
That's correct.
Or maybe not even that many.
Whereas if you target your audience and you really focus on who your potential market is, you might be able to send out 200 pieces or even 100 pieces to get that same 10-person response.
Right.
And now you've gotten the same response, but with a much lower printing and a much lower mailing cost.
And you didn't make 800 people unhappy by getting your junk mail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the first step is for you as a business person to figure out who your ideal customer is. And the best way to do that is to figure out who your existing customer is. Look at your customers and figure out what they have in common. What are the key characteristics that define your best customer in terms of age, sex, geographic location, income, interests? The more you can determine what makes your ideal customer, the easier it is to find that person.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do we find these people, though?
Well, there are a lot of ways. All kinds of organizations keep mailing lists, and magazines keep mailing lists. You can buy lists from list brokers.
That's the main thing to remember, isn't it? These are commodities, basically, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, these are things you can buy.
A lot of organizations and a lot of companies make an enormous amount of money buying and selling their lists of names.
Mm-hmm.
And those lists are changing constantly, so you want to update with the freshest names you've got.
Mm-hmm.
So look for organizations or magazines or other types of lists that fit this particular profile of your target customer.
When we come back, one of the things I want to talk to Don about is the double standard that we have for contact information online and contact information through the mail. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Don Cooper, America's networking guru. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to know how to contact Don Cooper. And Don, so I'd like for you to give us your website and your phone number, please.
Sure. The website is doncooper.com. Phone number is 303-449-1389.
Now, give our audience an idea about some of the things that you do for your clients.
I work with companies to help them increase their sales by either consulting with their marketing people or doing training programs for their sales staff or their customer service staff, sometimes for the whole company. Basically, giving them better ideas to sell more effectively, how to market more effectively, how to build stronger customer relationships.
Do you ever do that virtually, like if we had a little company in Sheboygan and they didn't need you to come out there, but they just need you to help them maybe over the phone? Do you ever do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so folks, check out Don's website, and you and Beverly Williams have got a brand new book coming out next year too.
We do. Should be coming out May 2004.
We're going to be telling people about that a little bit later on. Don, let's get back into our networking, our direct mail and our conversation. And one of the things that's been interesting to me is to see how differently we feel about receiving junk email and junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we call it junk mail, but in online we call it spam, and it really irritates us.
Yeah.
We get spam in, And yet, when we get six catalogs in a day, which I sometimes do, in one day from people that I didn't ask to be sent those catalogs from, it doesn't make me mad. So, I mean, most of the time it doesn't make me mad. I feel bad for the postman because he has to carry all that stuff that I'm just going to throw away. But the truth is why is it that we don't typically mind if when we buy a pair of pants from a company 2 days, 2 weeks later, we start getting clothes catalogs? Why is that okay, but yet spam is not?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One is that we're used to direct mail. It's been around so long, we're just kind of used to it. We expect to get junk mail. And like you said, it doesn't irritate us as much if it is stuff that we're interested in. So if you buy a pair of pants and you start getting clothing catalogs, well, you don't mind that because it's something that you're interested in. The problem with online marketing is that there's no cost to spam.
Right.
And that has made it multiply so radically.
Exponentially.
Yeah. If a company wants to send out direct mail to, 20 million people, well, it's got to pay postage for 20 million pieces of mail. But you can send out 20 million pieces of spam at no cost.
Right.
And that has resulted in this huge surge of email. And Liz's estimates now are that more than one half of all email messages sent are spam.
Oh, I'm convinced it's way more than that. And, I mean, AOL sometimes filters 1 billion email a day.
It's insane.
1 billion email a day. But and the thing is, though, is the direct mail doesn't interrupt our workflow, whereas spam does. But it is an interesting thing, folks. It's something that we all need to be thinking about. I don't want to dwell on this, but the way we feel about our privacy, we need to reconcile that. We feel differently about it somehow when it comes through the mail than we do through email. But let's get back to the direct mail campaign that we were trying to build there. We've got our list, and now we're by the way, let's build this list. We can actually ask these list companies for zip code specific, for hobby specific, for income specific, for gender specific, for color of hair specific. I mean, we can ask them everything, can't we?
Precisely. There are all kinds of ways to divide up a list demographically, whether it's a consumer list or a business list. That's the first step in making a campaign successful, is figuring out the right list. Because the more you can target that list at people who are likely to buy from you, the better your results are going to be and lower your cost. So you don't feel obligated to buy an entire list. Ask them to divide it, subdivide it by whatever characteristics make sense for you.
Right, and you can buy 1,000 names, can't you? I mean, the more you buy, obviously, the better the price. But
yeah,
but you can pick and choose. It's actually a little market of lists, isn't it?
Yeah, there are two main factors that affect the cost of any particular list. One is the number of names that you're buying. The bigger the list, the cheaper it'll be per name, and the number of factors you use to narrow that list down.
Right.
So if you're buying an entire list, the cost might be 2 cents per name. But if you're buying the list only of black males with an income above $80,000 a year, that might cost, say, 5 or 6 cents per name.
So more expensive per name. It's still cheaper than the printing in the mail.
Exactly, because you're getting a smaller list. And the list as a whole will cost you less, the printing will cost you less, and the postage will cost you less.
Now we've got about 30 seconds. Last thought.
Okay. What's the last thing you want to know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about where we find these lists. Where's the best place to go?
You can go to the Yellow Pages or on the Internet and look for list brokers, or you can call magazines. Magazines are ideal because they're pre-targeted.
Uh-huh.
You already know the kinds of people that read because of magazines. So if you sell bicycle parts,
so you can go to a magazine, they'll sell you a list, and they'll help you focus it too.
Absolutely. And let's just say one thing.
Okay.
You're not really buying a list; you're renting it.
Yeah.
You're renting it for a particular period of time or a particular number of mailings.
And they'll also sell you labels too, won't they? Already ready to go. You can buy them like that too.
Yeah.
Hey Don, thank you.
To get that list.
Thank you for being here. DonCooper.com is the website, folks. Thanks, Don. See you later.
My pleasure, Jim.
Bye-bye. Quick break. This show is brought to you by...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.